KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, here we are. It's a Monday. Jim Williams with you today on ABQ Connect. Appreciate you joining us. Really cool, fun ministry. I'm going to say fun just because it looks like everything that Jane Bickelman and Lisa Cummings have going on with Personalities Plus is just a blessing. You work so closely with other nonprofits and really bless women with these very special gifts that you put together thoughtfully and in an amazing way. So, Jane and Lisa, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
It's good stuff. I'm going to start with Jane. You are the founder of the ministry. Jane, I've been on the air here 9 years, I think. And I had you on about 8 years ago, I think, and the ministry's just exploded. Tell us about what's going on.
That it has. And every time I have that opportunity, it explodes more, and we're grateful. We're grateful for that. Thank you.
Well, I know that the need is never met. That's the sad part about all of this. You can serve and serve and serve, but there's still people that, and so part of this is taking the message out there. There may be people that have need, but I think there's as many people listening that might find a way they could serve, a way they could help. And so I want you to tell us about Personalities Plus. How did it even come to be?
Okay. Well, in 2016, my hairdresser, Sarah Sanchez, was cutting my hair. And in the conversation said, Jane, I have three purses I want to donate somewhere. You volunteer all over. Where can I take them? And I said, well, let me look at them. And they were like brand new right off a Dillard shelf. And I thought, wow, these are beautiful. So by the time we finished, she finished cutting my hair, we decided that we'd try to collect purses and fill them. At the time, I was connected to a Peaceful Habitation, Barrett House, and Women's Housing Coalition. And I thought, wouldn't that be wonderful if we could get their women a filled purse for Christmas? So I called, she agreed. And so I called the executive directors the next day. They thought it was fabulous. So we prayed that day for 50 purses. That's how many they had housed. And so I wrote to 22 friends. One was Lisa. And she told her clients, and instead of 50, guess how many we got? 180.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I know.
That's good stuff.
So Sarah said, now what? And I said, well, I know where to go with them. So I communicated with some other organizations that I'm aware of and distributed those. So we kept, then those organizations loved our idea and said, we'd like to hear from you again next year. And I can continue to contact other organizations. You know, our need is great. Mm. And we have some great nonprofit organizations in Albuquerque supporting women. So I communicated with them in the second year. I said, okay, Sarah, we need to pray for 450. She said, wow. And I said, I know, pray for 450. And we did, and we got 1,087.
Oh, man.
So I knew at that point it was God's hand was on this.
So that must mean you just have a bunch of purses that are stored up somewhere.
Yes.
I'm being facetious. I don't think you do, because every time God provides, you are distributing those purses.
Right. They come and they go, and we don't hold anything over. It goes out. And so, at any rate, at this point in time now, we have gotten to the point that since 2016, we've distributed over 16,000 purses.
Oh, that's awesome.
And last year, 2,387.
That's really cool.
I know. It's amazing.
And Lisa, I didn't know this until today, but you're the person letting everybody know about all the cool stuff. Really neat photos, facial expressions of people that are receiving this gift. I mean, tell me how that makes you feel when you see that smile. Somebody, because kind of what you do, and maybe you should clarify for all of our listeners, you guys put these together for an organization, set them on a table, and then they get to choose them?
Well, every nonprofit handles it a little bit different.
Okay.
So some of them do them as Christmas gifts. We have several groups that do them as Mother's Day, where the kids get to come pick a purse for their mom.
Oh, but wow.
It's really, you know, an amazing thing. So we try to be really flexible on how the organization wants to handle it with their group. And most of the nonprofits, even though they're here locally, you know, their funds are all going towards their program. So for them to get these gifts for their women is pretty amazing. And you know, these women have come from a lot of really hard places. And I think that this purse really is a sign of hope for them, that someone who doesn't even know them cares enough to give them a gift.
Yeah. And let's talk now about how the purses kind of come together. So you talked about three purses that you got originally, Jane.
Yep.
What's happening today? Like, do you take new purses? Kind of think about our listeners. Maybe they want to donate. I can tell you right now, I have three daughters. I know that if I looked in their closets, which I haven't done, I would see it between the three of them, I'd see six purses that have been used almost not at all. So what happens? How do you put these together and what's inside?
Well, originally we asked for to clean out your closet and give us a like new purse and fill it with these specific goodies. But as we grew, we found, well, women, I don't have a purse, but I'd like to help. Or I have a purse, but I don't have the funds to fill the purse. So it's changed in that we take a filled purse with the goodies that we ask you to put in them, or give us an empty purse that's like new or slightly used, or donate funds, or buy some products that we need. Someone will say, well, what do you need? I need hairbrushes right now. And they'll go out and buy 50 hairbrushes or 25 hairbrushes or 10.
Okay, so you just mentioned, okay, that takes money. Can our listeners help financially? And how efficient is the organization with money? Maybe I'll ask Lisa.
Sure. So, you know, we take donations really seriously. We want to use everything that we get. We want to be able to bless it. So, you know, we don't have currently any paid staff. All our donations go to products. Our board, no one's paid. It's all volunteer. And so we look around for sales, like back to school sales. A lot of stuff we need is on sale. So we really try to be mindful and use the money well when we get financial donations. And then we just really have reached out to different groups and tried to make it as easy as possible for anyone who wants to help to help. So, you know, we've had groups of collect product, and even, you know, at some of the high schools, their cheer and dance teams have come and volunteered. So we really have not tried to put specific limitations on how someone can help. We want to be open to however they feel led.
You know, the way this works is, I really love the fact that you said, oh, this real estate group or this cheerleading team or whatever, because I guarantee you, every one of those examples, there's somebody that's in an organization like that, and they just said, this is a good idea. This is a team builder. This is just a way to serve the community. And I love the fact that you include high school age people.
Yeah.
And you included older. So how do they get in touch, Jane? If somebody wants to help, how do they reach out to you?
Well, they can just contact us through the Facebook page or through contacting me with my email or my phone number, and we will arrange whatever they want.
You want to give us that information?
Sure. It's jbick, J-B-I-C-K, at comcast.net. jbick at comcast.net. And the phone number is 505-263-8366.
And if you go on Facebook, it's purse, like P-U, not personality, but purse.
Correct.
Personalities plus, and that'll bring it right up on Facebook.
Right.
Okay. There you go.
I know. And why purses? You know, it's the women have such a personal thing with their purses, and it's a very private thing, and it's a very interesting thing. I had some thank yous that I've received from some ladies. I get a lot of cards from all the recipients and letters from the organizations. But the one that I got that was so precious to me, and I keep it in the front of my mind, is, you make my heart big. And this is a woman who got a purse. And I guess I just thought that was huge for her to be able to say that. And it made us think twice. I have another organization that I would like to read a letter from them.
Sure.
because this is from one of the case managers, I want to extend my gratitude for wonderful purse donations that were donated to our clients here. Seeing our clients receive these donations was one of the highlights of my time. Witnessing their faces light up and being able to choose a purse that best suited them was a wonderful experience. One of them said it was Christmas. Another one of my clients said she hadn't bought a purse for herself because she'd always wanted one. That wasn't her priority, and she rarely thought of herself.
Mm.
It's amazing how a purse is a woman's best friend sometimes. We carry it around every day, and it brings me joy seeing our clients still carry them to this day. While our clients picked out the purses for themselves, I could tell they loved and cared for, despite everything around them being difficult. It brought smiles to their faces, which is something that hard to come work that we do. For your continuous support and your love.
What a cool
and
letter.
And the hope you give. I know. It was wonderful.
I love it. Lisa, you are a mortgage lender?
Yes, I am.
And I know your hub. I did that before today. I know him. So you guys have been doing that a pretty long time.
Gosh, I think over 30 years.
Is that kind of part of the connection to the real estate community? You have a lot of people to work with in the real estate community, and you let them know, which a lot of people have come on board. I mean, I see photos that you post that have 30 in a room stuffing stuff in purses.
It really is. You know, I think when you do any type of ministry, you want to work with people you like. You want to share what you're doing with other people, like, hey, this is what we're doing, you know, rather than, oh, nothing, but what you're doing and the difference you're making. I think so many people want to come alongside that, but they don't want to do a full-time ministry. They don't know how to get involved with some other things. So I think that's, you know, like I said previously, part of why we try to make it so simple. But, you know, the connections through real estate, title companies, other businesses in town, has really been a natural connection for us just because we know those people. A lot of them are women in this industry, and everyone has a soft spot in their heart for helping women as a woman.
Is it kind of like, I know that a lot of people are contributing, so I know you're not trying to take credit, but both of you, really for both of you, when you see someone open a gift, you kind of had a part in giving them that gift. That's kind of a fun thing, isn't it?
It is.
It really is.
Warms your heart.
And they have, and I've seen just a couple of photos where like that instant where there's just this crazy smile. And I don't want to pigeonhole anybody, but a lot of the people that receiving these are just people that are facing difficulties, traumas. They might be homeless. There might be, and they get this just wonderful gift, and it just lifts them up. Jane, I know that you're a Christian person, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of prayer that goes behind this. Lisa as well. But tell me, is there do people know that you have a faith base when it comes to Personalities Plus?
They do. They do. Certainly the volunteers do, because we pray over the boxes when we're through, and we pray for the organizations when we're through boxing them up. And we pray for one another if we know there's a need. And in addition, we have a tag on our purse, Psalms 91:4. For one organization which we walked away from. This is a scripture tag that goes on every, it's hanging on the outside from Psalm 91:4. He will cover you with his feathers, he will shelter you with his wings, and his faithful promises are armor and protection.
I love it. So some
of our organizations are faith-based and some are not.
Right.
And we just hope to touch their hearts and them some love and encouragement.
And you're going to give this, you're going to give people that just need them.
Right.
It's not a matter of what their faith is. Right. But maybe they would be encouraged. And I've had a couple people tell me a similar quote. I'll just paraphrase because they say it differently. But they've said, look, you can't really talk to somebody about faith in Jesus until you meet their physical needs and they feel safe.
Right.
And I really think that, you know, that's absolutely true. And this is part of making them feel safe. This also makes them feel like they're very special.
And worthy, you know.
Yeah.
they've been, so many have been so beaten down, especially domestic violence. Some can't even make a decision for themselves on what color purse they want. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a counselor tell me that. Others don't think they're worthy, or they have never had the funds to share it or anything to buy with.
Yeah. What a neat ministry. We're talking about Personalities Plus today on ABQ Connect. Jane Bickelman and Lisa Cummings are in studio. They've both been involved with the organization for 10 years, and I'm just honored to have you guys here. We're going to have you till 2 o'clock, so lots of good stories. A lot of encouragement to you if you're listening this afternoon, and I hope you might think about getting involved somehow with Personalities Plus. We'll be back with more on ABQ Connect right after these messages. We're in studio today with Jane Bickelman. She is the founder of Personalities Plus. It's a ministry that puts together gift purses for deserving women, working closely with more than 30, did you say, John?
Mm-hmm.
Jane, I'm sorry. 30 charitable organizations. And Lisa Cummings is in studio as well. Lisa's the one that's doing all the cool communicating of and photos and all the kinds of things on Facebook. So you go to Personalities Plus in the search for Facebook, and it'll take you to your Facebook page. Or you can email Jane at jbick, B-I-C-K, at comcast.net. Jane, that's almost as bad as having one of those old email addresses
AOL.
From dial-up, AOL.com. Come on, Jane. I'm teasing you. I think that's funny. Hey, let's talk about how serving other people has changed your life.
Thank you. Well, you know, when Sarah and I talked about this, it sounded like an act of kindness, and we love doing that and creating that, but it's grown beyond what I ever, ever thought it would be. And before we got to the point where we could collect funds and became a 501c3, we were buying everything we needed to put in the purse. And I just know God was faithful every time we needed something. I remember one time I said, okay, ladies, you need to quit because we're out of deodorant and we're out of hairbrushes. And they said, okay. I said, so just finish up the purse you're working on, then call it quits. I opened up a cosmetic bag, and in it was $100. And I thought, I can trace this, because it was early on when I knew where everything was coming from. And I thought, this came from Ridgecrest Christian Church. So I said, never mind, keep going. And I ran to the Dollar Tree and got $50 worth of brushes and $50 worth of deodorant and came back. And then I called it. And she said, oh, he was supposed to tell you there was $100 in there. But every time I turned around, he filled the need, no matter what it was, no matter what it was.
And you're telling people that have been traumatized. You mentioned people that are victims of abuse, people that are unhoused. I mean,
sexual assault.
That is just the fact that we even have to say that that happens is crazy, but it's more common than we like to think. But you're going to help people in the healing process by giving them something really nice. I got to say, it's not, you know, I'm not trying to say, look, this is not a material thing. This is, you guys are doing excellent work putting beautiful cosmetics and lotions and toiletries and other kinds of things. How's this changed you, Lisa?
You know, I grew up, my father was very generous in community service and working out in the community. So that was something that was ingrained from when I was really young. I originally met Jane when we were working in another ministry. And so I just love this lady. She's amazing. But putting together every purse, it just makes me think like, well, what if I didn't have a purse? What if I was living with my children behind a dumpster and I didn't have anything? And this purse was the only thing I had that made me feel worthy. Mm-hmm. Because so many of these women, we've had so many say that, gosh, no one has ever given me a gift. And these are women that are 20, 30, 40 years old who've been in horrific situations. And so to come alongside the nonprofits that are serving them, I mean, it just makes your heart feel great, because you know that even with a little purse and a few things, you know, these aren't elaborate gifts, but they are really helping turn someone's life around.
Right.
I mean, I feel like I could cry right now, but, you know, it's just, it's an amazing thing to be able to serve and lift up these women in our community, trying to help them get to the next step of healing.
So, Lisa, I've said a little bit about you. You're a businesswoman, know a lot about mortgage lending. What's the name of your company?
Fairway Home Mortgage.
Fairway Home Mortgage. What's the phone number there?
It's 505-884-8600.
8600. Fairway Mortgage. Lisa's one of the owners there with Scott.
My husband and I both work there. It's a national employee-owned organization. Company. So, been there, gosh, almost 11 years next month.
Well, we're a nonprofit station, but we like to give shout-outs to people that are doing neat things and contributing to the community. So, you know, thank you so much for doing that. And
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the other people that are helping you. Do you only allow, like, professional business people to help? Who else is helping?
You know, anyone with a smiling face, we have such a diverse group of volunteers. We have people who are retired, people who have been business owners, people who are still working.
You mentioned some high school students.
Some high school students, love the high school students, hoping, you know, to plant a seed in their life to want to do things like this. But really, we don't have a set criteria for our volunteers. We try to make it really easy for them. We send out email blasts for, hey, here's what's coming up next. We're sorting, we're organizing, we're cleaning purses, we're, you know, packing purses today.
Can somebody in a wheelchair help you?
Yes. Really, you know, the church that we have our location at is very accessible.
And what church is that?
Fellowship Christian Reformed Church. They have been such a blessing.
Cool.
They have given us their annex behind their church, and it's just been amazing.
So you have tables and stuff set up and storage
bathroom.
And everything. That's really cool.
Yeah. Right. So it's very accessible for anyone who wants to come, and there's no set restriction on how much they have to volunteer, how much they have to do. Really, if someone has some free time, they can come by and help. They can bring a friend. They can do stuff with their other groups, like their sewing group or their pickleball group, and then just bring filled stuff to us. And I think that's really one of the things that's really helped us grow, is because we've been really flexible on how people can help us.
I love it. Well, I was teasing a friend of mine today because he had on a New Mexico State Aggies shirt. Of course, I'm a New Mexico Lobo, so I had to give him a hard time. But I'm thinking, we need Aggies and Lobos both working on this.
Yes.
So any men helping you?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. We work them out when they come because they're lifting the boxes around and hauling things out to the dumpster for us. So, yes, absolutely.
I love that. I think that's fantastic. We're going to take another break and say thanks to our sponsors. We really do appreciate your sponsorship. One of the reasons that we want to bring on organizations like Personalities Plus is they have an organization that is reaching out. This is outreach all the time, always trying to meet the needs, trying to lift people up. As Jane's already said, there's a scripture tied to the purses. And it sounds like not everybody's always open to that, but they're still going to get it. And you're not jamming down anything down anybody's throat. You're sharing love and care. And that's what this is all about. Personalities Plus, you can reach out to them at 505-263-8366 or go to Facebook and enter in Personalities, so P-U-R-S instead of P-E-R, as you would normally say, personality. We'll be back with more with Jane and Lisa right after these messages. So if you were listening last week, I had the fortune of being on with you every day last week. Our general manager and good friend Steve Ryman was out at NRB learning all about Christian broadcasting, and he's back this week, so you'll have him tomorrow. But I thank you for joining us today, and I have in studio Jane Bickelman. She's the founder of Personalities Plus, along with Lisa Cummings. I should say co-founder, because you kind of didn't do it by yourself,
No,
right?
I did not. No, Sarah and I co-founded. She's since moved to Florida.
Has she?
Yeah.
That's really neat. And then you have your friend Lisa who's coming alongside.
Yes.
Lisa, you shared a neat scripture with us before the break. Would you share that with our audience? Yeah,
definitely. Well, when I was reading my quiet time this morning, it was on Ephesians 2:10, and it was just clear that, you know, we were created in Christ Jesus for good works. And through those things, we really find that fulfillment. You know, what were we made for? Really to make a difference. And how can we bring along, you know, volunteers who want to make a difference, who join us? You know, we have a group of ladies who curates jewelry to go in each purse. They gather necklaces, bracelets, earrings. So every purse is also a little jewelry treat for these women. And we have been really blessed by people donating costume jewelry to us.
Well, this is going to be sound really silly, but do you have the ability to look at this bracelet and this earring and go, oh, those go together?
Yeah, we do.
Because I don't have a clue.
We have some very creative women and some very talented women.
Yes.
Do I remember, Jane, that you got some scarves at one time? Somebody donated some scarves. I remember some story about that. But again, I had the same question. Well, how do you tell somebody what kind of scarf to wear?
Oh, well, we collect from everyone. And we have a lady in Arizona who regularly sends us boxes of scarves.
Wow.
Because in the winter, we want to make sure we have a warm scarf tied around every purse. This one is for Mother's Day to get a silky scarf. But we have ladies in town who knit for us and donate their gifts. They share their gift of knitting to make a purse complete. So they can be wool, they can be knitted, they can be fleece. We get them from all over and from many gifted ladies.
What do you think a purse filled with the things that it's filled with symbolizes for a woman that may have one, never had anything, or may have lost everything?
Well, first of all, it's really personal. And I think we hope that it's a tool that shows someone loves them and that they're worthy. Many of these women are in a position of not feeling worthy. And so we hope that this will create hope for them, bless them, help them reclaim their dignity, and tell them that they do matter. I had a quote from one of the counselors at one of the domestic violence write to me and tell me what her Millie said after speaking. She said, "I realize I deserve better, and I'm ready to dream big." Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes when they're so beaten down in whatever way, that's a big mountain for them to climb.
Oh, yeah. Jane, do you have you seen, or not Jane, Lisa, I'm sorry, that was Jane talking right there. Lisa, have you had, is there a story that's really important to you? Have you talked with maybe a volunteer that's had some kind of life change through serving, or have you seen some of your clients that have gotten things and you really feel like that was the start of change in their life?
You know, I think when you mentioned people who are serving, you know, through the different groups that pack purses for us, like Coldwell Banker Legacy or Old Republic Title, you know, they can have employees or people who are working there, employed there, who have been just one step away from homelessness or some of these things in their family. And when they come volunteer, you can see them pick something up and look at it and reflect with the deepest look, and then say, "Oh my gosh, what you do matters," with tears in their eyes.
Yes.
So you know that this is so meaningful that to them as a volunteer. Mm. And then we really have tried at our different group meetings, if people are willing, you know, who've received purses in the past, to come and just share with us what this purse meant to them. So we had a young lady who had gotten out of a domestic violence situation. She escaped. She was living behind a dumpster with her children, got connected with one of these organizations. And this purse, even though it was simple, it was, you know, when she fled, she had nothing. But this was a symbol for her that she was going to be okay starting over and fighting this battle. And so, you know, whether it's people volunteering that have a heart for this or seeing the small difference it can make in someone's life. Because, you know, most of these nonprofits, their budget is just for their basic services. They don't have money to buy gifts. So to come alongside and gift these to these groups, it's like a bonus for them. It's a value add for them to show that love to the women in their programs.
And the other ministries that you work with, the other organizations that you work with, they're kind of handling the case management and taking this to a new level. So the purse is kind of like a really nice thing, maybe a door opener. And that person living behind a dumpster with their children, life change continues because the organizations that they're working with are able to get them into a home and take them through getting a job and all that other stuff that goes with it.
Yeah, these groups in Albuquerque that serve these women in surrounding areas, we have some from around the state, but they serve a variety of different things and really have such a love for these women to give them the tools to turn their life around.
Yeah. We have Mother's Day coming up, and I'm assuming that you'd like to do a lot. So what do you need?
Oh, we need lots. Yes, we do have three organizations who prefer their purses for Mother's Day, and they are domestic violence, sexual assault, and the third one is women who are out of homelessness. They're now off the streets and in a program.
And Jane, this isn't a few people, is it? This isn't five people.
No.
So the need is great.
It's a hundreds, yes. So we have the other organizations, the 30-plus organizations, we give at Christmas time, but these three are at Mother's Day. So we are looking to find purses that are springy or summery and scarves that are silky looking that might go with them or anything that goes in that purse. And we are having jewelry
made. Some of those things, like certain kind of makeup, lotion.
We always put a cosmetic bag in. And everything that goes in the purse needs to be new. And that's a hygiene thing with the companies, with the organizations. It's not us. But the people who are curating the jewelry sets are cleaning the jewelry and putting them into bags, into certain little bags with a little tag on it that says, "Blessings to you from Personalities Plus and many generous women," because many women have participated.
Yes.
And then we give a little the hygiene things. But then we also give a pocket calendar because a couple years ago when I was asking all the organizations, what are we doing that we are, what are we missing that we need to add? And I know Steelbridge said, "Jane, well, we would love to have pocket calendars." And I said, "Well, everybody's got a cell phone." And she said, "Jane, they don't have an iPhone with a calendar on it." So now it's our goal that everyone will get the pocket calendar.
We kind of think everybody has what we have, don't we?
I know. And so that's one thing we intentionally buy every year because they are also teaching, in many cases, life skill training, how to make an appointment, keep an appointment, write it down. Check it out. And so that goes in every purse, along with a little leather journal with a pen. A lot of them have to keep records and things that they're not accustomed to doing. So we thought we could make it so they'd have that, even if it's a shopping list, that they'd have something to
do. Do either of you journal?
I do.
I do.
What does that do for you? I mean, is it been a valuable part of your life and growing?
It has been for me. It starts out with a daily scripture and then what goes from there and what God reveals to me through that scripture, and that'll determine what I write.
And do you look back at what did I write to myself a year ago?
Right.
I think it's just also a great way to reflect on gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even for these women, if they start journaling or writing their thoughts, it gives them a record of how their, you know, the group or this purse has brought them forward. And I think, you know, it's always so easy for us to try to compare our lives to someone who's further ahead than us. But by having that journal of gratitude, it gives them a way to see how far they've come.
Yeah. Boy, sounds great. Love it. Personalities Plus is the ministry we're talking about today on ABQ Connect. We're going to have Jane Bickelman and Lisa Cummings for another 10, 12 minutes here all the way up till 2 o'clock. I hope you'll stay with us because they're going to tell us some more stories about people involved in the ministry and give you a challenge how you might be able to help as well. We'll be back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us. Personalities Plus is a ministry that puts together gift purses for deserving women, and all the women, including you listening right now, are a deserving woman. See yourself as God sees you. That's what I think these two ladies are helping people do. Jane Bickelman is the co-founder of Personalities Plus, and Lisa Cummings is part of her board and a local businesswoman in Albuquerque. I just appreciate you both being here. Jane, when I first talked to you, you were, I think, trying to put together 20 or 30 purses for Mother's Day. And where are you guys today? How many purses will you put together for?
It'll be about 300.
Be 300. Yeah. So you have 10 times the growth. We've already mentioned that if somebody does contribute funds, all those funds go to what goes in the purses and stuff. How do you want people to give you purses? They just have to look in their closet?
Absolutely.
Does every woman, I know I'm kind of, I don't want this to be a chauvinistic remark, but it kind of is. There's women that have 20 purses in their closet and they haven't used 19 of them in 4 years and they've barely been used.
Absolutely. And we'd love them to look at it, honestly, and dig out through it and think, now, how have I not used this for a year? Time to let it go. And we have great drop-off locations all over Albuquerque if you're not working with a group to collect. So, yes.
I love it. What kinds of you have to go buy new all the contents. Like, you can't give a used bottle of lotion.
Right.
No, thankfully you can't.
Yeah, but I think it's neat. I mean, all the things that you have inside. First of all, the purses are beautiful. They're just spectacular. If they're not new, they're almost new. They're gorgeous, different colors, different flavors for everybody. I have seen some people choose purses that I would say I would have predicted that purse would never get chosen. So that tells you what I know.
Well, they have various tastes. In fact, I've even had a volunteer saying, oh, this purse is so ugly. And the other lady volunteering says, I like that purse. So there you go.
I love that.
All sorts of tastes.
So lots of growth, Jane. Tell us about the growth to this point. And I know you've got a lot of volunteers and things you've kind of talked about, but a lot of growth, that's got to be a God thing.
It is. It is. And it's been through word of mouth, with the radio, with the social media that we've had. We are now providing gifts for domestic violence in Taos, Santa Fe, Las Lunas, Gallup, and in Roswell. So we've expanded beyond that, you know, and this has come about over time. Every time we'd be on the radio, we'd get another call. Yeah. Even last year, when APD came to pick up the pack, APD is one of our—
The Albuquerque biggest, Police Department.
Yes. They deliver all our boxes for us because early on, I just would call Richard and Ray, my friends, and say, hi, could you help me get these? And they would go deliver the boxes for me. We've gotten a little beyond that. Val Jamison introduced me to Medina in 21, Chief Medina. And since then, they come with their big semi-truck and trailer and pick up all the boxes and deliver them to the organization. It's mainly huge at Christmas time.
Wow.
And Mother's Day, it's not that big. But
okay, but you have three or four organizations that you're providing purses right. for here in a couple months.
Right.
And how do people get to you and know what you need? Do you want people to go to Walgreens and buy, I don't know the names of makeup, you would have to help me.
Actually, what we, as far as makeup goes, what we only really want is lipstick
okay.
and mascara because okay. we don't know skin tone
I gotcha.
Of the recipient, and that's a kind of a safe thing.
But you like lotions?
Yes, little lotions, yes.
Toothpaste, toothbrushes.
Your Hair brushes.
We like mani and pedi. We like a brand new mani or pedi kit to put in it.
Okay, new. We emphasize that. Okay.
Absolutely.
I love that. And
so I think, you know, with that, because some people will just bring us a box of toothbrushes or toothpaste. So the financial donations we receive are really to fill in supplies where we might not have enough hairbrushes or we might not have enough lipstick to fill all the purses. And so, you know, when we became a 501c3, it was really a huge blessing because now we were having more businesses come alongside us, and it gave us some funds to be able to have all the purses be filled as exact as possible. You know, we weren't praying, oh my gosh, please, we need three more lipsticks to finish these purses, you know.
Well, I love it. I love the fact that you've, and I don't want to hold you to this because I'm one of those people that believes a worker's worthy of their wages. But so far, even though the ministry's really going, you don't have paid staff. Everybody's a volunteer. So very efficient with money. All the money's going to actually buy things for the gifts inside the purses.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's really extra special. Do you have to be a certain age to receive a purse? I know that there's victims of domestic abuse that might not be a mom. They might be 17. Would they be blessed by something
Absolutely.
Like that too?
We have an organization that is working with young women who are pregnant. And so we try to tailor those purses to them. We also have another school that we gift to, and they're younger students. They're high school students.
Okay.
We have one organization who has an opportunity to teach in the health department about domestic violence, which is huge. And so we want them to give them something when they give them their certificate. Mm. So we kind of tailor it to whatever the organization is.
I love that. So the ministry, if somebody volunteers, they can serve any amount they want. They could come pack purses once or...
Right. So actually, I should be doing that today or tomorrow. I will be sending out the work schedule for April. So for April, we will work to pack the purses to be delivered the first week of May to the organizations, and APD will deliver those. So generally, we work Mondays from 9 to 11 and Wednesdays from 1 to 3, just 2 days a week until we filled them all. And so it shouldn't take more than 3 weeks in April, but I'll send that schedule out.
And you've been provided a little space by local church?
Yes, and it's near Indian School.
Mention them again.
Fellowship Christian Reformed Church.
Okay.
And they're at 4800 Indian School Road, 87110.
What a neat thing. They're providing you space.
I know. It's such a blessing.
Yeah.
So you can come and you don't have to sign up. You just see the schedule and say, I want to go, and put it on your calendar and come.
Is the schedule published like on Facebook? Or?
I do it only through email.
Well, okay.
Those people who have.
So if somebody reaches out to you, you'll get their email address
and
they'll be a contact. And you don't sell that contact list to.
No.
You know.
That's the reason I don't put on Facebook.
I got you. No, that's got to be kind of confidential. Yeah. No, I agree with you.
And so if they say, well, I can go on Monday, but then they get sick, they don't have to sign up.
Yeah.
And if they come, I just know God's providing the people that we need. And the other thing, sometimes people say, well, I got to leave. And I said, that's okay.
Yeah.
Or I can come late because I have a doctor. That's okay. An hour's worth of your time is precious to us.
I love it. Well, ladies, you hear the music. That means that our hour is up. I'm so sorry.
So
it goes very quickly. Thank you all for joining us.
We appreciate it. Thank
you. Thank you for the opportunity, Jim.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.